first guest of the afternoon is on the line is Dr. Eli Carmon. He is an Israeli political scientist who is a senior research scholar at the International Institute for Counterterrorism. We're going to be discussing the 14-point MOU signed between the U.S. and Iran. Dr. Carmon, toda rabba lakha, thank you for being with me this afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Dr. Carmon, yesterday, David Horowitz in the Times of Israel described the signature of the MOU as catastrophic. The Americans are trying to sell the signature of the agreement as a stabilizing agreement. Where do you stand on this issue?
First of all, it's not a real agreement. It's a memorandum of understanding, and we'll know something more serious about it only after 60 days of negotiations, because the first point is the free passage through the Strait of Hormuz, which will take several days or perhaps even several weeks. And during this time, there will be negotiations. And according to what the United States declares, Iran has promised not to seek nuclear weapons, but there is no clear answer what happens with the uranium, enriched uranium, which is already on Iranian territory. So all this is a guess, I would think, and because we know the kind of negotiations by the Iranians, the long-term negotiations, we don't know exactly how it will finish. But I'll give an example, for instance, how strange this kind of agreement or this kind of negotiation has driven. Yesterday, I think President Trump has said that Iran needs long-range missiles, like Saudi Arabia. Why Saudi Arabia, not Iran? But he forgot that in 2019, who attacked Saudi Arabia with long-range missiles was Iran. They attacked the infrastructure of refineries and oil fields in Saudi Arabia with a lot of damage. And President Trump, at that time he was president of the United States, he did nothing to punish or to challenge the Iranians. So what will happen in the future if this is the position that he adopts today after two wars against Iran?
That's the point that so bothers me about this agreement. I think he sent such a strong message to his allies in the region, saying our word means nothing. We won't stand up and fight for you as we said that we would. And I think he's going to push countries like Saudi Arabia and the Emirates and Bahrain and everybody else in the area into the arms of the Iranians, because at least the Iranians stood by their proxies.
No doubt. They already are so afraid that they agree to everything the Iranians are proposing through the United States. But look at Israel. Israel is in a very fierce war against Hezbollah, not from today, for 25 years, 30 years. And what happens? President Trump has agreed that Iran has a stake in Lebanon and support Hezbollah and ceasefire. Which is a ceasefire in the war in Iran, includes now also the ceasefire in Lebanon. And it's not clear what will be the position of the IDF in the following hours or days. Will they have to retreat because the President Trump decided such a kind of decision? And again, it is not acceptable for Israel to be practically handcuffed by the Iranians and by the United States, because there is a threat by the president to punish Israel if they will not behave. So not only the Iranians are threatened, but also Israel. I think that this is from the strategic point of view, in spite of the very successful military operations, the two wars, I think the negotiations were botched from the beginning and clearly at the end. It means a kind of catastrophe, at least from the Israeli point of view. But I think for all the region, and even if you look to United States and Europe, because what will happen in the next months or years? How the Iranians and their axis of resistance, which now is jubilating that Iran has won the war and they can return to act together on several fronts, not only against Israel, but against the West. So it's a very frustrating, I think, what happens, and not only from the point of view as an expert in these issues, but as a citizen of Israel, a citizen of the free world, and I'm really disappointed that President Trump has brought us to this point.
And I was thinking about this driving here this afternoon, thinking Israel in my lifetime has never been in a worse strategic situation in terms of diplomatic isolation. This is the one time it needed its European allies, its allies wherever they may be in the world, to stand by it and support it. I mean, it's really alone. It's really alone in its stand against Iran. I can't see anybody coming out publicly and supporting an Israeli stance saying, continue this effort.
Again, there is a kind of reversal of alliances. We don't know exactly how the local powers, regional powers will behave. For instance, will the Emirates behave like the Saudis? Because the Emirates at least seem to be much more assertive and much more decided to act against the Iranians, but not on all fronts, for instance, not on the financial front. India is one of the losers, I think, of this result, because the IMEC, the corridor which should have gone from India through Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Israel to Europe, is practically downsided. There is now plans of Qatar and Saudi Arabia to pass through Syria and Turkey, Syria which is under direct Turkish influence. So strategically, it's a very, very stressing situation for Israel. I think there is one possibility of a change. Because first of all, it is I would say there is a period, at least President Trump has promised to keep the military armada, the military naval force on the ground to see how the Iranians are implementing the deal. And we know that what influences very much the decision-making in Washington is what happens this month, 4th of July, the football games, the coming November elections, and perhaps if this situation will somehow pass the elections and the pressure on the president, depending on the results of those elections, the pressure on the president will subside. Perhaps he will have more courage to threaten again Iran, because nothing actually is decided. And also, we don't hear about the Iranian people, how the Iranian people is seeing this events. We hear the Iranian exiles in the United States protesting very loudly, and also Iranians in Europe and in the region. So, as I said, I think I'm disappointed, frustrated with what the war has brought on us, or this how the war was led by two leaders, Trump and Netanyahu, and led us to this very difficult situation, a strategic situation.
Dr. Eli Carmon, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. Thank you very much for your very sobering insights. That was a very important discussion to have had with you this afternoon. Appreciate your input.